10:24 on this Saturday morning. Good morning, Penny. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Good.
I'm just standing here in this Christmas cabin looking at all these beautiful ornaments and decorative ideas. Just so much fun.
Of course, we're talking to Penny at Carl Wayne's Nurseries, located at 1151 East 9th Street, Mountain Home, Highway 5 South. Phone numbers 425-6966. Poinsettias, still got them?
Oh, yes, and they are beautiful. We've got pink and white and red and burgundy, and they're just full and beautiful. I love them. I love poinsettias. They're just so, they just make the season.
Mm-hmm.
Just make you feel Christmassy.
You've got new hours, too, don't you?
We do. We're on our winter hours, and that's 9 to 4, Monday through Saturday. But, you know, the sun is shining, and it's a beautiful day. I thought we were going to get a little sprinkle, but it's not looking good. So, I mean, if you're feeling like your plants are getting a little dry, you know, and we haven't had any moisture, today would be a really good day to put your jacket on and get out and water all your shrubs and trees, and especially some of your newer stuff, so like your pansies and bulbs that you had put in. It just gives them a nice little little drink before we get another chill on us.
And while you're out, you might as well come by and do a little gift shopping there at the
I have so many things to choose from. I mean, I've got bird bags and fountains, I've got wind chimes and globes and so many things, and a bunch of the old world Christmas ornaments. They really make a nice little gift. So yeah, just please come on out. And if you're really thinking about doing a little landscaping and you're really not sure, give us a call and we'll come out and give you a free estimate. Or I'd love to just help you do it yourself first, you know, just bring me some pictures and measurements. I got all the time in the world, and you know how I like to talk.
You have a Merry Christmas, all right?
Thank you, and everybody do the same.
All right. Penny this morning.
Bye-bye.
By Carl Wayne Nurseries. 37 years of excellence, garden experts, Highway 5 South, right here in Mountain Home, 425-6966. You got a trivia question?
Why not?
All right.
Okay. Here's a trivia question, and I bet everybody out there knows this, because I racked my brain, and since we weren't on last... Thanks, Bob, and Merry Christmas to you, too.
Sure.
What tree has the fruit with seeds said to predict winter weather?
Oh,
and for a bonus, which would be a clapping motion, what shape were they in? There are people out there, Bob.
Yeah, there are.
There are bunches.
Yeah.
We'll take...
Well, let's just start with the first caller.
Why not? We
Good
never
morning.
Do.
What's the answer?
Persimmon.
Mm-hmm.
Fork, knife, spoon.
Is right. Very good.
Yippee! Let's have your name, please, ma'am.
Andy Wright.
Well, Andy, thanks for calling. You're the first of the first that we've done.
Well, Happy New Year and a merry, very merry Christmas to you all.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
We'll put Andy's name in the January drawing.
Okie doke.
We're pretty well
done.
Done for this year. We'll be off next week and the week after for New Year's. Mm-hmm. And then for back the week after New Year's. And then be busy for bargain time again. So
on and off again.
All right. What were you talking about? The ivy and the holly?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mannheim Steam Roller and the Holly and the Ivy. Let's go to line five for Vicki. Good morning. Go ahead.
That was so beautiful.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And I like the legends that Vicki was talking about, the Holly and the Ivy. I had a question about the magnolia tree. That's always been one of my favorites. And a friend of mine, her mother, when they wouldn't have a whole lot of cash maybe to decorate, she used these magnolia leaves mm-hmm. and made beautiful decorations, sometimes a branch, sometimes just the leaves. And it just so happened I saw one in a magazine, a wreath made out of painted leaves that were painted green and white and red, and then a little bit of sparkle on the white, and it looked so pretty. And I wondered if there was a legend about that.
I've not heard one, but they are very symbolic in the South. And, of course, that's where they originated, and so in the southern states and southern Arkansas and all across there. And there's one up here at KTLO that's beautiful. It bloomed gorgeous this year. And those leaves are just really part and parcel of the holiday season as far as decorating with. It's
and you can't
it's
kill
traditional.
Them.
No, you can't kill them.
They're tough.
They are tough, and it's a good plant. It's a really good one. Now, it takes a while for it to mature and get large enough, but they're just wonderful. I'm glad you mentioned it. If anybody out there knows if there's a legend with it, that'd be great for us to share. I think that part of the ones that you hear the legends about are very old plants that originate in Europe and over there in that part of the country, and have been hybridized and brought over here. Magnolias, I think, probably are indigenous to the South and to a warmer climate, because the farther north you get, you won't find very many of them. And there are a lot of different varieties of magnolias, too, you know. And, of course, the Steel Magnolias movie, of course, has that connection with the fact that they are such sturdy, strong plants. But I think that's great. I'm glad you brought that up.
And another question, I think you've mentioned this before, about when you mulch your leaves. We still have leaves, huh?
I know, everybody.
But when you mulch them, are they a good thing to use as, when you mulch them with a lawnmower, are they a good thing to use as mulch around, say, around some rose bushes or around something?
Oh, yeah.
I know you got to keep it back away from the trunk so much, but...
Well, once we freeze and once we get into really cold weather, which we're beginning to do, and it's not fluctuating so erratically, it's a great thing. You can, and actually you need to pile the leaves up around and covering the base of your rows. The key is not to cover it up so much that if we continue to have this drought, you can't add some water. But they're wonderful to add. And for one thing, if they come off of oak trees and any other acidic trees, they're really great for roses and azaleas and things like that. Number one, they don't smother them. And number two, they add that acidity of the leaf, which, of course, roses and azaleas and things like that really appreciate.
And speaking of the acidity, what was it that they say about coffee grounds being good to put around your rose bushes?
Sure. I think that it's not as terrific as you don't want to be remiss and not in the spring fertilize with regular fertilizer, but it's good. Of course, once you run the water through the grounds, they won't be as acidic, but it's fine, and they're very granular, so they will also loosen the soil. So I'm a great proponent of anything like that. And like eggshells, which you crush them up, they're a good source of calcium, and there are all sorts of things like that. And
the banana peels, I know you've talked about that,
right.
But you also said that it might not be a good idea to fertilize things during this time of the year, you know?
Right. This is not the time to go out and put fertilizer on anything. They're going dormant, and they're taking a rest.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening.
425-5522-888-884-0364. The email address is Vicki@KTLO.com. Let me check. Nope. No email.
Penny was talking about the fact that she had a lot of poinsettias, and they are just exquisite this year. I saw some with these, like, leaves that are all kind of crunched up. It's kind of interesting. I thought we'd talk. Oh, well, we've got a caller.
Line five. Vicki, go ahead, please.
Hi, Bob and Vicki.
Hello. Hi.
I do have a question about the fertilization. How about the Christmas cactuses and the Thanksgiving cactuses blooming this time of year? About fertilizing them,
they're fine, and I would not fertilize them. I would, in fact, you don't want to water them a whole lot. When you water them, just a little bit, because if you overwater them this time of year, they'll rot. And you start fertilizing most everything in the early spring, and that's when they put on new growth. They, you know, they're blooming right now, and they're all set, and they will not be putting on, hopefully, a whole lot of new growth right now because they need to rest after they've bloomed. So I would just let them go and enjoy the blooms.
Oh, okay. I had called you about a year or two ago about I had two different varieties in one pot, and you told me to separate them, and they both done really great.
Great, good.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
They'll do better because if they're two different varieties, it's hard to tell who's who.
Thank you so much.
Well,
and
thank
Merry
you.
Christmas
Same
to you.
Both. Thanks for calling. Bye.
425-5522-888-884-0364, line 6. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Ms. Vicki.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good, thank you.
I've got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
We purchased 6 2-quart mums back in the fall, and they did well. They're still in the original pots that I got them in. We brought them into my wife's garage. My question is, do I simply just water them periodically through the winter and leave them in the garage because they're still in the pots? Because I'd like to transplant these next spring. I'd like
sure.
to put them in the ground.
One thing I would suggest you do if you haven't already is just to cut them back about halfway, because that way the roots will have time to just acclimate and support what's left. If they're trying to support big stems and things like that, it could just wear them out. And make sure that you water them every now and then. Are they near a light source?
Yes, ma'am. There's a window in the garage.
Okay, that'd be great. And the thing is, if we're going to go into the deep freeze, which, you know, like really 12 and 15 and what's going to supposed to happen pretty soon, eventually, especially in January, make sure that they go into the night with moisture on the roots, not necessarily sitting and soaking and being soaking wet, but that those roots are moist, or the soil in the pot is moist, so that they won't freeze. That's the key. And I would cut them back so that the roots don't have to support a whole, you know, tall bunch of dried leaves, actually, because
yes,
it'll next spring when you put them out, rough up the soil and plant them in at the same level in which they're growing in the pot. In other words, don't bury them too deeply. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes,
and,
ma'am, it does.
Okay, and then they should do fine.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help, ma'am.
Well, I appreciate your. It's good to hear your voice. Take care, and y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all, too.
Thanks, Joe. Bye.
All right.
4255. Apparently, you knew the guy.
I do. He's a fine, fine fellow.
Wonder if he has a garage.
Teaches over. Yeah, he has quite a garage, and is a teacher at Guy Berry.
He said his wife's garage. I just wonder if he.
Line five. I think it makes total sense.
Line five, Vicki, go ahead, please.
Oh, Vicki, I hope you can help me out with my problem. I have this hibiscus. This is the second year that I brought it inside, and it lost quite a few leaves last year, and so I just watered it now and then, but about in April it started blooming inside the house. Well, this year I brought it in all the way in the house again, and it's got about 20 blossom blooms on it. I don't know whether to let it go to sleep or let it let it have its blossoms.
What an awesome problem. That's just great. I think that's lovely. I put it near a nice light source. Do not put it not near a heat vent or anything like that.
I have it.
Okay. And then water it periodically and enjoy those blossoms. And then I suggest that once the blossoms finish and fade, and or you pull them off or they fall off, I would. How tall is it?
Oh, it's about 3 feet tall.
Okay.
From the pot.
Correct. What I would suggest is look at it and see if it's continuing to look fine. Okay. I would just think that you might want to prune it back just a teens, to give it a rest, and then at that point, you know, set it somewhere where you won't forget it. Water it every now and then, and then bring it out next spring. I think that's awesome. What color are the blossoms?
It's kind of a rosy. Rosy color, beautiful.
That
I
is
can't
lovely.
Believe it's doing so well. But right now, I should not put anything more in the water to let the blooms.
No, because you really want it eventually to go dormant so that you can. It'll rest the rest of the winter, and then it'll come back next summer for you outside.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure, what I should do.
Well, I'm glad that I just think that's lovely to have. Send us a picture sometime.
All right, I'll do
that. Okay,
have a good... Thank you so much, and you and Bob and your family have a wonderful, very blessed Christmas.
Well, thank you.
You
too, and thank you so much for the call. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
19 before 11 o'clock, let's ease out to Orsland visit with Tim. Tim.
Thank you, sir, and we still have $1,500 in the treasure chest. A lot of keys have been tried, but nobody's up. Maybe this one's going to open it right here. No, not yet. So we still have $1,500 in the treasure chest. Now, we're going to be here until noon today. So that's when we're going to pack it up and head down the road. But I got a good feeling we could be giving this money away. And you could finish your shopping right here today. I was looking through their flyer and they have 20% off all the Montana Silversmith for him and her. A lot of great pieces to choose from there. A lot of turquoise. And then right next to it, there's some purses, wallets, clutches by American Bling and Blazing Rocks that are matching the jewelry. So, guys, if you were looking for something, it's all put together right here for you. And you're saving 20% on all of that today. And how about that roaster? Did your turkey kill your roaster at Thanksgiving? Need a new one? Hey, they've got them right here. You're going to save $15, $34.99. You can get yourself a new roaster for the kitchen. The savings go from wall to wall. Toys to tools here at Orsland Farm and Home, Highway 62 East. You'll see the KTLO Classic gets in the boot car right out front. But if you want to win that $1,500, you need to get here by noon. Broadcasting live, I'm Tim Tibbs.
We're all careful when making choices that affect us and our families. At Roller Funeral Homes, we encourage you to use that same care when choosing a funeral home. Everyone knows they're not all alike, but not everyone knows what the differences really are. This is Renata Jenkins-Byler inviting you to come by Roller Funeral Home today. See for yourself what sets us apart from the rest and why we are voted the best of the best year after year by Arkansans. Roller Funeral Home, with all our respect.
Have you seen Car Wayne's Nursery's landscape crews before and after photos on Facebook? If you have, then you know that there is no job too big or too small for Car Wayne's Nursery's landscape crew. When you call 425-6966 for your free landscape estimate, you will find yourself with great customer service and a job well done. Car Wayne's Nursery's landscape crew offers free landscape estimates, so there's no reason not to call today. That's 425-6966 for your free landscape estimate. That's 425-6966.
Flippin' Fancy Flowers isn't just a full-service floral shop. They're your headquarters for the best Christmas gifts ever. Their gift baskets can be customized to include adorable Christmas mugs, Grandma May's delicious peanut brittle, and gourmet coffees like pumpkin spice or Frosty's favorite. For thoughtful Christmas gifts and floral arrangements for any occasion, visit Flippin' Fancy Flowers or call them at 870-453-ROSE.
Okay, clogged pores. I've had it. You think I don't notice your pesky blackheads? It's all I see. Why else would I be dodging photos, yelling back up, zoom out, not so close? But now, I've got Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strips. With natural charcoal, they pluck out stubborn dirt, oil, and even blackheads in just one strip. So go ahead, snap away. With Biore, I have finally found the skin of my dreams. Biore, free your pores.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hello, Celtic Thunder. Can you talk now? You're still crying. No,
that's a beautiful, beautiful piece, and I love that. Oh, I love that. That was lovely.
We got about 12 minutes left. Give us a call at 425-5522, 888-884-0364. Temperature is at 46 degrees now.
Moving up.
48 degrees. Clear skies, nothing on the Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar. Sunny with a high today of 58. We got a 70% chance of rain tonight. Of
course, yippee!
Yesterday we had an 80% chance. So.
Oh, that didn't do any good.
Average rainfall tonight, 1/4 to 1/2 inch, and then 40% chance of rain on Sunday. Line 5, Vicki, go ahead, please.
Yes, Vicki, I'm just wondering when's the best time to prune back magnolia branches?
Well, if you want to use any for decoration, you can go ahead and do that now because they should be dormant. The best time, though, is usually in January and February.
Okay.
And yeah, they're dormant, and so basically you can do it now if that's more convenient for you. It won't hurt the tree for sure.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I cut him off. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, and thanks for calling.
Guarding in the Ozarks, we'll be off next Saturday, and then the Saturday after that, and we'll be back, and it'd be the second Saturday in January or something like that.
Something like that.
Line 5, line 6, Vicki. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Vicki, I have a strange question for you. I am trying to raise tomatoes in a very, very small greenhouse, and I'm heating it with a light bulb type thing. But, well, it has a great variation in the temperatures. Is that probably going to be damaging to the fruit?
Probably. It'll be interesting to see if you get any fruit at all. I think that'll be quite an interesting experiment, and the possibilities of it not happening, don't be dismayed if that doesn't.
Right, I'm aware of that, but I've got about 5 or 6 tomatoes on there.
Good deal. Well, then once they get to beginning to ripen, I'd bring them in and put them in your kitchen, which will be warm, and then they will hopefully turn for you.
Uh-huh. And lots of blossoms, but I'm afraid it's going to diminish when it gets even colder. So.
It could be, but what fun! Well, that's a fun project.
It is. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Okay.
Check the emails right quick. All clear.
We've been talking about some of the legends and the history behind a lot of the evergreens and things, and I'm fascinated by the idea of frankincense and myrrh, and of course they have a very distinguished history that dates back to ancient biblical times. They're very ancient. The best, of course, they're best known historically as the precious gifts to the Christ child by the wise men along with gold, and the reason that that they were so enamored with the frankincense and myrrh and that it became part of that gift is because at that period of time they were incredibly expensive, and a giant trade built up around these two products over time in ancient times, and the people who were involved with it made a ton of money. Both were valuable commodities. They were exported by camel caravans throughout the whole world at that point, what was known of the world, and only royalty or the very wealthy could afford either. So that was why it was a gift fitting for the King of Kings. Myrrh means bitter, and it was referred to in the Bible as the balm of Gilead. And I'm sure you've heard that song. There is a balm in Gilead, which is rather appropriate. And there are many biblical and other ancient references to frankincense and myrrh. And they were used not only by the ancient Hebrews, but by the Egyptians and the Romans as well. And both were used in embalming. And they were burned as incense for fragrance and purification. We were talking about the aromas of lavender and rosemary previously this morning. And the aromas of the frankincense and myrrh were very intense. And the frankincense was used at that point extensively as medicine. And what happened was the resin was chewed for digestive issues. They come from, both of them come from these small trees or shrubs, and it is derived, the frankincense and myrrh is derived from the resin, R-E-S-I-N, of those trees.
It's actually pronounced rosin.
Okay, well, rosin. Why is it spelled R-E-S-I-N?
I don't know. Misspelled, I guess.
You heard it here, folks. But myrrh comes from an Arabian tree known as, and the first word I cannot, balsamodendron, and I'm probably messing that up too, myrrh, and it is a specific tree. However, there is no tree that is known as a frankincense tree. It is derived from the Boswellia trees. I've heard of the Boswellia, that term in trees, and it became known as frank plus incense. And so it was frankincense because of the prominent odor, very strong odor. If you're familiar with the oils that are becoming more and more popular and coming back in use so much more now, if you've ever smelled that odor of frankincense, it's really intense, but it's really neat. It's somewhat medicinal, I think, and when I've smelled it, but I think it's really nifty. But they do have a prominent odor. And it also, the frankincense, when it was used as incense, and that was where the incense name came from, it had a real steady, long-lasting flame that it has when it's burned. And so to extract the frankincense and myrrh, what they did is they made incisions into the bark of the tree. And there's a certain period of time during which they do this, only a certain three months or so. And the sap then oozes from the cuts, and it hardens into beads of rosin. Excuse me. If
you ever heard a baseball pitcher go to the resin bag? Well, it's the rosin bag.
Okay, I've probably not either heard that either. So. Oh, I have learned something good today. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But the sap oozes, and then it becomes the beads. And I know that if you've ever seen the bark split on a lot of trees, they ooze that rosin, and it is harvested, and it's used in a variety of applications. Fortunately, we don't have to rely on the camel caravans to get this. So typically, it is sold by herbal companies, and it's considered an essential oil, both frankincense and myrrh, quite frankly, and you can find them, you know, hither and yon. I think it's just quite lovely, and it grows almost exclusively, as I said, in the southern end of the Arabian Peninsula, and apparently, historically, they have had used a lot of different things, you know, and used them for different things, but mainly, frankincense has traditionally been used for a variety of afflictions, including nausea and fever and chest coughs. And myrrh is also used medicinally to treat sore throats and colic in babies and digestive problems. I suggest you don't go out and find a tree where you won't find a tree, but be careful. You know, make sure that you go to a store that has a good variety of them, and they're natural, and talk to the people there if you decide to use these. But they do smell really good, and they're coming back in use more and more. The frankincense, it begins as a sap, and it's aromatic and congealed, and it's just really neat. So I suggest that some of these things that have long, long ago have become popular as a result of being proved that they really are worthwhile.
Our business day-to-day is Holly's Jewelry, and they're open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30. Today they're open 9 to 4, Highway 62 East. Shop Holly's Jewelry and Keith's Coins this holiday season. Start shopping for Christmas and check out discounts up to 60% off. And come see their large selection, popular choker necklaces and diamond stacker rings starting at $34. Be sure to get your loved one a diamond necklace or a ring. She's been dreaming of for the men in your life. Keith's Coins is 10% off on Case Knives. Shop Holly's Jewelry. For all your jewelry needs, go to KTLO.com homepage and find out more about our business day-to-day, Holly's Jewelry.
I was going to tell you a few things about snowmen, and I'll leave you with this interesting little tidbit, which I think is quite fascinating. The world's biggest snowman was actually a snow woman made in Bethel, Maine in 2008. It's called Olympia, and it was a 13-million-pound snow beauty. Now, we had a lot of spoons come in the persimmon seeds this year. I hope we don't need 13 million or don't have 13 million pounds of snow, but she towered 122 feet tall, and she could be seen from 4 miles away. So the creators broke their own world record of 113 feet back in 1999. It took 60 volunteers, ranging in age from kindergartners to senior citizens, to build her, and they used 27-foot-long pine trees for her arms, and car tires were shaped into her mouth, and she melted the following July. So there you have it. If you have run out of conversation this Christmas, it's been a joy being with you this year, 2017. I've enjoyed all the fun questions and comments and all visiting with all of you. Thanks so much for your support, and I hope you have a blessed and wonderful Christmas. We'll be back in 2018. Take care.